slight weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It would be Tuesday, June 25, 2019, and we're here to talk about everything that affects everything, that does affect everything when it comes to you, the future of this country, the economy, markets, and all that other stuff in between that we always cover. Hope you had a good day. Before we get going, if you don't get the show in your city, go to GaryK.com. Listen live or archived. We're live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. You just press the button to follow me on Twitter or go Twitter, Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. No, really. That's all you got to do. Just be nice. Read our commentary, articles we post. If you'd like to hear what you're doing, if you'd like to hear what we're doing, we'd like to hear what you're doing, press the money management button, press the subscribe button to get our notes direct to you. Or convictionleaders.com, convictionleaders.com. That's our email service. 1 month free, no obligation, right there, right at the website, GaryK.com. Go check it out. Well, yesterday, a few things first off the beaten path. Yesterday, I just took this administration to task. I took the Socialist Party to task about these kids on the border that have no toothpaste, no toothbrushes, no deodorant, no soap, no shampoo, no nothing, sleeping on concrete, brought to you by the ass clowns that have brought to you $22 trillion of debt and trillion-dollar yearly deficits. Well, they heard me. They were all over the place trying to do something about it. They moved the kids early, brought some back. More importantly, the morons in the House are putting and cobbling together a bill tonight, for money to take care of the kids at the border. What a freaking concept. You know, on the Bulls and Bears show, I get to interview people. The first question on any politician I'd interview would be, what the hell are you doing about these kids on the border? Are you people freaking insane? Anyway, looks like they're trying to get something done. I just had to start with that because that really irked me. Speaking of irked me, let's dive into the market. Because the market wrap is brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. Well, what have we been telling you? Let's see. We were worried about what we call negative divergence in the market. What is negative divergence, Gary? Can you explain it in layman's terms so we have an understanding of it? Absolutely, I can. So listen carefully. As we have told you on numerous occasions, we have studied bull and bear markets. Our software allows us to go to the first day markets ever traded. No, really, we can. You want to know what the Dow was doing in 1910? I got it. So we've done arduous studies on so many different things, on so many different levels. Just the keys. And That's not president, it's precedent. Is that? You got to look underneath the hood. The market just isn't the Dow and the S&P and the NASDAQ. It's not the Dow, just S&P, NASDAQ, NASDAQ 100. It's the transports. It's the financials. It's the semiconductors. It's 200 other sectors. It's foreign markets. It's credit. It's the bond markets. It's the yields. It's commodities. And then we put the weight of the evidence together. And one of the things we have found is that when we see only one major index, or maybe two, move into new high ground, but so many other things, not even close, it tells you you have a narrow market. It's called a non-confirmation move. S&P edged out to new highs. The Dow didn't. The S&P didn't. The NASDAQ 100 didn't. The small caps are way down. The mid caps almost way down. The transports are way down. Just about every sector down. We call that a negative divergence non-confirmation. Now, as we told you, it doesn't mean it has to lead to disaster. But very often, it's led to what we call pretty darn good pullbacks. Why? Why does that happen? Only one index. Well, it's called money parking. It's called the big money, the big institutional crowd is parking money in just one or two areas, leaving things narrow, and usually that when things weaken, the fact that leadership is narrow is easier to take down to the downside, and boom. That's all. Simple as that. Not enough soldiers running up the hill. It's not the fact that Dow was 100 and down 179 today, because I got to tell you something, it's not the biggest deal. It's not the fact that the S&P was down 27 today, not the biggest deal, not even 1%. Maybe it's the fact that the NASDAQ went down 121, the NASDAQ 100 down 131, but that's not even the biggest of deals. It's not that the SOX was down 20 or the transports were down 87 and the small caps and mid caps were still down. It's not that the advanced declines were 12 to 25 on the New York and a 12 to 20 on the NASDAQ, or there are more new lows than new highs on the NASDAQ. It's none of that. It's all of it put together. You see, on Friday, we started telling you about these negative divergences right when the S&P was at a new high, that were all for these other areas coming on strong, but they didn't. And now a bunch of things are turning down, and turning down pretty decently. And for me, it's not what the indices did today. It's what did what today underneath the surface of these indices that matter most to my work. Because some of the other things we have told you throughout the years, we watch, A, the semiconductors number one, financials number two. It used to be financials number one and semiconductors number two. But in there is we also watch the leaders of the market, the leading stocks and leading groups. And we have told you in the recent past that a bunch of names, we're breaking down. But not the end of the world, because that's happened before. Well, the important part of today's equation, a bunch more did the same today. And when we mean breaking down, doesn't mean they're going to crash or anything. It just means they have topped out, broke support, broke moving averages, volume heavy. It means a less soldier going up the hill. Simple as that. And what we'll do throughout the show, we'll explain that to you. But we'll also explain a couple other things that we are seeing that give us pause. While the S&P was just off a high. You ain't going to get that anywhere else. Why? We look underneath the surface. And tonight, for a change, we are live in the 6 p.m. Eastern Time hour, so I've done a bunch of my scans already. And needless to say, we be less than thrilled. So as always, we hope you're listening closely. Especially when things go a little bit awry. A-W-R-Y. So up next, we'll go in depth, little by little, piece by piece, inch by inch, and much more. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Biz Talk Radio is powered by Freedom Solar. Find out more at freedomsolar.com. Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering out the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Love that Steely Dan. All right, in no particular order. Are you ready? I think five different Fed heads came out today to talk. And as you know, I like root canal, jock itch, the Ebola virus, just a little bit better than I like the central banks. You'll see why in the years ahead. They just basically came out and stated we're lowering rates at the end of July. Which leads to your question, why'd the market go down today if they did that? Well, interesting question. Isn't it? I don't have the answer. Next, the G20 meeting is this weekend. The President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, is meeting with Xi, the dude who runs China, for life. The President says, we're not moving an inch until they do what they say they were going to do, which means we are not dropping any of the tariffs we have on them. The Chinese came out and said, screw you. We're not going to move an inch until you get rid of those tariffs, which begs the question, why are they having the meeting? Which begs the next question, are they setting you up? Which begs the next question, is this the under-promise and over-deliver routine? My answer, I don't think so. Just remember, this has been going on since my bar mitzvah, this China trade, and it just seems like the president mistook them and mis-eyeballed them and misread them. Seems like they don't care. I take that back. They care. But it seems like they're willing to go to the mat on all this, knowing President Donald J. Trump has elections next year. Xi does not. And we all know, and this is chalk, that if the markets head south in a big way and the economy does also, Trump is toast. He will not win if the economy heads south. So he's got to do everything in his power to keep economy and markets going, or at least not going down, and that's why he's been ripping into shreds the chairman of the Federal Reserve, Jay Powell. So that's, I believe, on Saturday. But But the two big questions I do have also, what is gold telling us? And what is yields telling us? As the 10-year closed today at 1.994, the 30-year closed at 2.526. Unbelievable. Which takes me to gold. Early in the morning, I wrote and tweeted out that I thought that gold is going to start stalling in here. And simple reason. They were hitting the gold stocks before they hit the gold. Great clue. Gold got too, you know, whatever, frothed up. People are yelling and screaming, oh my God, it's up like 3% since the, you know, the gap, whoopee-doo. You know, you would think it was like Bitcoin that just went up from the GBTC from 5 to 14. Anyway, so I think gold's probably going to start pulling back a little bit here, but leave no doubt in my mind, until otherwise notified, that gap looks like it's meaningful. But it's a good question. Gold up, yields down. Well, we came out with consumer confidence today. That tanked a little bit. Homes tanked a little bit. Yeah, I think that what I told you a few weeks ago is happening. Deceleration in the economy. To what I don't know, what statistic I don't know, I don't care. But deceleration, and when you have issues across the globe, not sure that's good news. So we'll see how it plays out. And remember what I told you. There's no way we're going into recession in the economy unless the market gets trashed, because the market will flush it out. So hopefully this doesn't get worse, but let me tell you what I saw today. That's not good news. Amazon down 35. Google down 30. Netflix down 11. Shopify, one of the big leaders, down 28. Roku, a leader, down 7. Okta, 4. Coupa Software, 5. Paycom, 7. ServiceNow, 7. Workday, Wix, Zen, down 4. Apple, 3. Facebook, 4. Want me to continue? IAC Interactive, 13. Wayfair, 8. Here's an interesting story. The morons at Wayfair. They want to go on strike at Wayfair and not build any beds. The workers. Because Wayfair is building beds to send them down to the kids. And they're protesting about what happened there. I don't understand. So you're saying you're protesting about what's happened with the kids down there, but you don't want to set any beds down there that they need. Nice logic. I love protesters. So anyway, a lot of growth names, a lot of leading growth names rolling over. Symbols that have broken down. CHGG, Salesforce.com, CRM, HubSpot, IAC Interactive, Planet Fitness, Ring Central, Upland, Wayfair, Tandem, Square, Etsy, Carvana, Alibaba, Google, Netflix, Tesla, Twitter, Priceline. They changed their name to Booking.com. So just, you're on notice. That's all. You're on notice. Now, there's been a lot of talk in the market about triple tops. What the hell's a triple top? Is that like a triceratop? No. It just means you had a high a bunch of months ago. You had a high again and whenever. And then you went to a high again and you failed. Triple top. That's what it means. We'll be watching. By the way, the high was last September, April, and now in the last week. Up next, more in the markets. Oh, yeah, I got a bunch more. I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
Breakthrough in hearing aid technology is here. Go to biztalkeargo.com to learn more. biztalkeargo.com.
listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I forgot to mention Adobe down 11 today. Microsoft down a big 4. That's big for a mega cap. MasterCard 5. Mongob 6. LendingTree 10. I can go on and on. I need to go any further. Just a very rough day. Other things I'm seeing. Housing stocks may have topped out today and pretty good on heavy volume. Lennar reported numbers, said those marvelous tariffs are affecting price by $500, and it looks like just a big top for the housing stocks. Just another group that looked like they may be topped. Just reporting the news. When you get a chance, go look at DHI, D.R. Horton. Pulte, PHM, Lennar, LEN, Toll Brothers, TOL, KBH. And you'll see what I'm saying. IPOs. Remember what I told you? Slack goes public, WORK. Opens up at 38, goes to 42, it's 35. Just letting you know. Chewy. Money losing company, a $22 deal. They open it up at 35, goes to 42. It's 31. Revolve, $18 deal, opens at 30, goes to 48. It's back to 35. CrowdStrike, $34 deal, opens at 60, goes to 80. It's back to 60. By the way, in 4 days. Fiverr International, $21 deal, opens at 33, goes to 44, it's 29. Zoom Video, yeah, it just went from 106 to 85 in 3 days. I'm not saying anything bad about that one because it was strong. But just letting you know. All these ridiculously valued IPOs, if we go into a real bearish phase, we cut in half. No, really. You can't have Zoom Video as a $23 billion market cap, you know? Less than $400 million in sales. Hardly makes any money. You know? You know? Again, we're just letting you know. CrowdStrike, $12 billion market cap. $240 million in sales and loses a bunch. You know? Slack, $220 million. $450 million in sales, we'll give you that one. $18 billion market cap. Yeah, great. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not a con because they're putting it out with full and fair disclosure. Financials are out there. Prospectuses were put out. So people know what they're getting into. We're just letting you know if we go into a bearish phase, they're going to clip all these. Because, as we have told you, late-stage action in the market is often accompanied by a lot of IPOs at ridiculous valuations. That's all. So just another little tidbit. And again, we're not saying we're going into a big bearish phase here. We're just letting you know that they're taking out the little clippers here and cutting them down to size a little bit. And if the market gets in more trouble, it does not matter what they say, what they sell, market's going to come after. So just be on the lookout. Now, I will tell you this. Maybe a few of these names or a couple of names or maybe one of these names are going to be monster stocks. The greatest movers of the next 10 years are going to come from a lot of these IPOs that started with $100 million in sales, and in 10 years they're doing $10 billion in sales. That's what happened with Cisco, Intel, Dell, Microsoft, Amgen. The list goes on and on. But in the near term, in the meantime, you guys got to be smart. You got to be smart and pay attention to what the big institutional crowd is doing. Or else. And you can take my word for it. You can have faith in me. You don't have to take my word for it. When we tell you we've done these arduous studies, you get to decide if we're full of crap or not. We're not trying to convince you. We're trying to educate you. And as always, you decide. The regional banks have been in a bear market for the better part now. We're gonna call it March of 18. But the regional banks are trading right now late November of 16. So they made an initial move off of the Trump election, and then since, nothing. Something else to question. I think they should have done better, and it's something we're watching closely. Regional banks. And of course, the other financials not doing very well. They're not hurting the market much, but they're not certainly not helping. Tomorrow night and Thursday night, two separate socialist party debates. We are going to live tweet those debates at Gary Kaltbaum Twitter. I will promise you a lot of sarcasm from my Twitter feed. And we'll add up exactly how much these socialists are looking to screw you out of. How much? How much you're going to be taxed based on their socialist wants to control everything. They've already proposed controlling education, energy, autos, healthcare, insurance, retail. What do you mean they want to control retail? Well, go look what Bernie Sanders has been saying about Walmart. Technology. They want to break up tech. They want to control technology. They want to control every freaking thing. They want to control how much water you can use to flush your toilet, what type of cars to drive. Everything. These people, the worst of the worst con artists I have seen in forever. And there's a reason why they are trying to rip Biden to shreds. And will continue. They can't stand the fact, I don't think Biden's a socialist. I think he's a lefty Democrat. And it doesn't matter what Biden says now in the primary. If he agrees with any of them, I think he's lying. I think he would basically govern more towards the center left. But we'll be live tweeting this comedy act tomorrow and Thursday. I'm not sure who's on what days, but we're going to have lots of fun with this yutzbag Bernie Sanders, who's never created a dime of wealth or a job. His live off the taxpayer his whole freaking life while spending his life 24/7 ripping on those that do produce, those that do create, those that do have create wealth and jobs. He is the anti what's made this country great. A no-life loser who keeps getting elected and elected by people who are lazy with their votes. I couldn't even be elected in Vermont, and I'm very good persuading. They wouldn't want me because you know what I would tell them? You've got to earn a living. Rugged individualism. You know, those things. Up next on The Edge. This, that, and the other thing, or whatever else. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of
America's home for business talk.
Online
at biztalkradio.com.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action!
Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. A little bit of in the news. The President of the United States came out today and said he could obliterate Iran. You know what I think of that. Basically said if Iran does something else, we can obliterate them. Obliterate means wipe off the face of this earth. This is the President of the United States. I would, with all due respect, I would just watch that rhetoric, please. He doesn't care what I think. In the news, Elizabeth Warren is taking a big lead in the progressive straw poll. Go look up what straw poll means. In the news, we're finding out Joe Biden has been getting paid $200,000 for speeches after leaving offices, leaving the office. And I guarantee you, the socialists are going to have a fit when they find out. A lot of Wall Street. Because Wall Street pays big bucks for nothing. I was always amazed that anybody would pay Bill Clinton $500,000 for a 45-minute speech. What would be the reason for that? What would he say new? What would he say that would actually help? Here's this file. Let me tell you what it is. Pay for play. The hope was Hillary was going to get in. That's why all these bad countries gave all kinds of money to the Clinton Foundation, and now they don't. Of course, let's not investigate that. By the way, to me, that's the biggest, they're after Trump, but to me, that's the biggest conflict of interest of all time. The Democrats have got the go-ahead, in other news, to probe the president's finances more. The real corruption is on the Democrat Socialist Party doing this, just so you know. It's a con, it's a scam. They have no right to go back 10 years on somebody's finances. But that's what happens when you're socialists, and look out if they ever do get the joint. If the Dow 12,000, and I think I'm being nice, our rights shot to hell. You know, they keep saying that socialism is for the people. It's completely against the people. You can't be any more against than socialism. Takes decision-making away, takes your power away, increases your taxes, and you're more dependent on them making the right moves and right choices. Them. Yeah, let's depend on Bernie Sanders running a business. You think I'd let Bernie Sanders run my goddaughter's lemonade stand? The lemons would go missing. In the news, Nah. Nah. Oh, in the news, Google. I don't know if I mentioned this yesterday, but I might as well mention again. They're caught on video saying that they're going to do everything in their power to make sure President Trump does not become president in reelected president in 2020, and they wouldn't make the same mistakes in 2016. But don't worry, there's no bias. I was just at Fox 35 studio, and one of the anchors was talking to us about how she went to some mechanic and they were charging her all kinds of ridiculous money. Ten minutes later, she got a message from Facebook about finding a mechanic in the area. No. I'm not making this up. She did not go on the web looking for mechanics. She did not go on Facebook looking for mechanics. She was talking to us. The phone heard her. And Facebook sent her an ad. No. I'm not making this up. I didn't believe it. But then I Googled it. And yes, it's true. Facebook can hear you and then send an ad towards you on what you were talking about. Which makes me... Well, number one, Facebook is not on my phone anymore. I deleted the hell out of it. And I use it sparingly. But this is all quite amazing. It was supposed to be a community for people to get together. And it's just a data collecting monster and a stalker of epic proportions. Lastly in the news, everybody's out celebrating today, Michael Jackson. I saw that. They're celebrating Michael Jackson. Well, I think it's the anniversary of his death or something. A man used his fame to be a sexual predator of little kids and should be in jail for life, if not longer. And people are celebrating because he can sing and dance. Go twist that in your mind. I don't give any quarter when it comes to kids or anything like that. I couldn't care less if he could walk on water. It makes me ill that anybody would celebrate this man that paid out $23 million to a kid and his family. And now we got all the evidence we need from others. Oh, well. Have a great evening. Drive carefully when you get home. Do like we do. Simple procedure. You all make sure you hug your children. Night-night, all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.